It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zack. And normally I would say on Monday it's Kevin Carpenter, but you know what? Kevin supposedly has a real job.
He does.
Which I don't know when that started, but apparently he's got a real job. There's money for you, by the way.
Wow, thank you, man.
And as a result, said, I got a meeting at 4, probably going to be open until 6. And so, all right, fine. That's all right. Hadn't seen Tyler Huff in a couple weeks anyway.
It's been a minute.
Wasn't going to see him tomorrow because we got a Liberty Isle baseball game in Pittsburgh.
That's a thing now.
So it worked.
Gotcha.
And then I'm doing more. Because apparently Billy Lavender's gone on Wednesday. So Dwight McCowan's coming in Wednesday. Billy's coming in Thursday. Forget the schedule as you know it.
Musical
it doesn't exist. Yeah, but Tyler Huffin here today.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Great seeing you.
You as well. I usually see you at Markham Park. That's been the meeting place for us.
Well,
the
I missed you the
weeks.
Other day. You were supposed to be out there.
I was supposed to be out there the other day. I was. I really was supposed to be out there the other day.
I got people ask me, have you seen Tyler? I'm like, I don't know. Why am I going to see Tyler? He's supposed to be out here.
I was supposed to be out there. I got in some trouble.
So oh, you
I,
did?
I had a debacle of which one to pick, and so I said, I better pick the other
one. The one that either A, pays you better, or B.
Facts. Yeah, you're going to keep the peace.
Keeps the peace in your life.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's, exactly.
That one right that's there is the one you always
exactly,
go with.
Absolutely.
If it keeps the peace,
absolutely.
That's the right
that's
decision.
The right way to go.
It is great seeing you. By the way, good day today for Liberty Isle of Sports.
Absolutely, it is.
Junior varsity baseball today?
Yep. District championship.
District. When's the last time that happened?
I don't know. I don't know if there is their season coming to an end here soon or.
No idea.
I was like, that's an early district
that's
championship.
That's what I thought.
But we'll take it.
For JV, whatever.
but we will take it. You know, I mean, it's probably been a little while for JV.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show the program that Zack is building because some of those junior varsity guys, they could probably be varsity players. Arian Taylor is one of those guys that is, you know, he started out the season on the varsity, but he's been.
Gunner Keith,
you know, and I think Ryland Blair as well. He's one of those kids. And so, you know, it's just the future's bright. I'll say that much.
Well, those guys are on the roster on varsity nights,
right,
but they run.
Right. Yeah.
They really can't do much else with them at the moment.
But they get to showcase everything on their JV.
Oh, yeah.
They get to showcase it all. So.
I tell you what, and I don't usually talk about specific kids because you don't want to, A, put a lot of pressure on them, and B, neglect other kids.
Absolutely.
But on multiple occasions, including this past Saturday, I'm in North Lamar on Saturday for the game.
I missed it. I didn't even know they were playing this Saturday.
Well, there's a lot of weird – it's the one Saturday of the year.
Gotcha.
The district does.
I knew it happened once a year, but I didn't know it was this one.
It was this one.
Gotcha.
And then they changed the time on us, and then told us Friday night. I'm on the radio going, oh yeah, we'll see you at 3 o'clock tomorrow in North Lamar. If it hadn't been for Leopard Moms,
you would have known.
Reaching out the next morning, going, you know, the game's been moved to 2, not 3. I went, what?
Yeah.
I was like 5 minutes from going and taking my dogs out for a run. And probably would have gotten back after the time I could have left to make it.
Right, because that's a little trip, too. So you know.
Yeah. The Leopard Moms bailed me out that time.
Zach
Fowler got an earful about, hey, let the radio guy know if you're changing
for
times.
Sure. Come on,
I didn't know you were coming. Doesn't matter.
Come
let
on,
me know anyway.
You got to do better.
Right, see? Exactly. Thank you. But anyway, I'm in North Lamar. And somebody asked about Arian Taylor again. And then out came... You know, he's a heck of a football player, too.
He is. He absolutely is.
And then there was the conversation of they're going to have a three-headed backfield next year. And I'm like, all right. All
big
right.
Possibility.
I'm getting a little info here on the baseball sideline about potentially football for Liberty Isle. So Arian Taylor's had a little home run pop.
Absolutely.
Apparently can do a little damage with the football as well.
So I was being told that when it was raining here a couple weeks ago, Zack and the baseball team were practicing on the diamond. Not the diamond. They're practice. Not the diamond. The football field, but they act as if the end zone corner was the diamond,
gotcha.
So to speak. Is what I'm trying to say. And so Arian Taylor was up to it, and he hit from the home side, far where the scoreboard is.
Corner.
Yes, that corner where the home side is.
All right.
End zone over the weight room, which
what?
Is on the opposite side, visitor corner.
No way. This is legend.
This is coming from a reliable source that was there to see it. And so, yes. And we were at the track meet the other day, and that's when they told me this story. They had already told it to me, but they retold me the story, and I was like, whoa. So if he's doing that, I'm like, yeah, and he's a freshman. When he gets really on the diamond, you know, and gets a chance to show his worth, woo, that's going to be crazy. Then, like you said, football, I do expect to see him get a good chunk of the carries. I know Kavion Hall, which is Davion Hall's little brother.
Right.
You know, he had a pretty good season last year at Tyler Legacy. You know, I mean, it's a 6A school.
Right,
you know, they were a little down, but he had like three or 400 yards rushing, you know.
Okay.
And he was like the two or three back. He wasn't even the number one back.
Okay.
So with that being said, you know, he's another guy that's going to come in and get a bulk of those carries. And, you know, it's a little early for football, but I'm excited.
No, it's not.
Is
it ever too early for football?
It's not too early for football. It's not too early for football.
It's April now.
And I saw Tripp Basinger. I don't want to talk too much, but I saw Tripp Basinger run the 4x1 the other day.
Okay.
And he looked pretty good. So if he can run like that on that football field.
We're teasing. Yeah. It's a little ways till August.
But it's around the corner.
It's a little longer till September.
Yeah.
But it's never too early.
Yeah, spring ball coming.
We're here already. In fact, one more quick Leopard thing. But before I do that, real quick, coming up 5:30 today on the show, didn't promo our guest, Riley Fincher's coming on.
Gotcha.
PG's baseball coach. Kevin was supposed to be here, so it was a PG thing. Then he's begging out, but Riley's committed for the program. So he's actually on the road on the way to his own JV thing, apparently.
Okay. Gotcha.
So we will be getting him in the car. On the phone at 5:30 today for a segment because his Hawks have moved into first place in the district in baseball. And
that's true.
They've had a pretty good run going, so we're going to get him on the air and talk to him a little bit as well. Back around to LE for a minute. Leopard alumni.
Yes, sir.
Gets a pretty good job this weekend as well, or last week, at Redwater.
Yes, sir.
Bryce Howell.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Gets a chance to lead a Dragon program now. I didn't even know he was in the running for that gig, and all of a sudden, boom, he's the head guy.
I got some whispers that he was.
Okay.
But you know how that works. You never know what's really accurate or not. But he's actually a former coach of mine back when I was in high school. He was in his younger coaching years, probably the beginning of his career, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's been a while for him. You know, he's done his due. He's been at Red Oak. He's been at a couple of other places around the state. And so I think it'll be a good fit. You know, he's a good coach, good guy. You know, his mom was my fourth grade homeroom teacher. And so I remember him being in high school, him and his twin brother. And so I'm excited for him. You know, Cody Engstrom's down there as a baseball coach. I think Redwater, you know, they did pretty good last year too.
Yeah.
And so you know, I don't know what, you know, system or scheme or anything like that he'll run. But
we're gonna get him on and find out.
Yeah, we gotta see.
We're waiting for a day when we have a Tuesday when you're here and there's no Leopard baseball. It may take us into June.
But
we'll get him on. You reach out to him,
okay,
and we'll figure out when we finally get a day where it's going to work. But right now, Tuesdays are probably not good days just because we're going to try to follow Leopard baseball as much as we can. So we've got the game tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. We've got the game next week.
PG.
Rematch with PG. So we won't be doing shows on Tuesdays for a while until we get past the regular season. Playoffs, they won't play on Tuesdays. They'll all be weekend series.
Right,
but when we get after April, probably May, we'll get Coach Howe on and see if we can get a lowdown on what he wants to do in Redwater. Because, you know, anytime we get a local guy that's getting a chance to, you know, cut his teeth as a head coach.
Right, right.
And getting back in our neighborhood to do it.
Right.
And then make it weird because Redwater and Ellie are going to be in the same district next year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool going on with that. So we wish him well, but we're going to get him on here. Hopefully in another month or so, we'll make a date to get him on a Tuesday so that you can ask him all the pertinent questions since he was your guy back in the day.
You know you're the man for that. Come on now.
But you're the guy who knows him,
I know him.
We want to certainly do it on a day you're here.
Gotcha.
I try not to do a Riley Fincher on an LE guy day. And, of course,
I have to ask him? Disrespect. Just being honest.
So here's my deal. So John McClure's coming on Wednesday.
Right.
Had already booked him when Billy Lavender calls and says, I can't be there. I'll be here on Thursday.
What is going on this week?
It's the mismatch week this week.
Well, I'm on spring break, so I'm off, so I can't complain too much.
Perfect. by the way, I had somebody texted me about the women's basketball games tonight.
Absolutely.
We are not broadcasting those games. I just wanted to make sure that we were good on that because people ask that. We'd had the men's tournament on, and we will have the men's tournament on Saturday for the the Final Four matchups and next Monday for the championship game, but we did not have scheduled in the women. There are a lot of conflicts with them until the Mondays. Last weekend, they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Monday. The men play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Correct. So you got conflicts except for Monday. So it just didn't really make much sense to try to just schedule in the Mondays for the tournament games for the women. So unfortunately, we have an amazing matchup tonight, and really two of them.
Yeah, two of them, really.
And we'll come back after the break and talk about it a little bit more. But we certainly wanted to make sure that we threw that out there for people who are going to be going, all right, well, is this thing going to be? It's not going to be on the radio. Gotcha. So that's one of those, if you want that kind of thing early, if you'll let us know maybe at the beginning.
Make it happen for
you. Maybe we can see about making those kind of, if it hadn't been LSU-Iowa tonight, I don't know if anybody would even care.
Nah, not at all.
But not at all. We are in a position where it's the rematch of the national championship, and that's got a lot of play, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and do a whole segment, I'm sure, about women's basketball in just a couple. But no, unfortunately, we don't have those games on tonight. So.
Gotcha.
Can't do everything.
Yeah, you can't.
We do as much as we can do. We can't do it all.
Can't do it all.
Just saying.
You're the only one man, man.
Wow. Tell my wife that.
I will. Say I got you.
He's only one guy.
I'll write her a note so you did tonight.
Whatever. We do have Rangers on today. In fact, that probably is starting now on ESPN.
Gotcha.
So if you are listening to us right now, you may be.
Who are they playing?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, gotcha.
They finished
I'll up look
the cup. I haven't looked yet. Sorry. See, you're asking me questions. I'm only one guy. You're doing the same thing. Expect me to know all of it, and I don't. I don't have the Rangers schedule. I need a Rangers schedule. That's a great point. I need a Rangers schedule in front of me.
Are you a Rangers fan?
I'm a Brewers fan. Okay. I grew up in Milwaukee.
I don't know why I asked.
I don't dislike the Rangers. It was a great run last year.
Right.
Who couldn't get behind that? But, you know, I'm brokenhearted about Corbin Burns is in Baltimore. You don't even know who that is.
No, I don't. That's
You're not a baseball guy.
I'm not. But I know a little bit of the guys.
But as a Brewer guy, I'm like, you know, that was kind of our best pitcher, and you traded him away. And
you're going to turn me into a baseball guy for us all said and done.
I don't know about that.
You're going
to
turn me into
It's hard to be a – if you're not a baseball guy, it's hard to be a baseball guy.
I'm not
guy.
One year-round, and that's the problem. I'm one with the hot teams in October, and, you know, it's a different story.
Right.
You know, and so – and I'll hear the hot guys throughout the year. But.
Okay, so everybody's a football guy.
Absolutely.
If you like the fast-paced stuff, you're probably a basketball guy.
I'm a basketball person.
Baseball is a slower-paced experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you really got to love baseball to sit and watch baseball, or even listen to it on the radio. You know, if you're listening to,
but you do a great job of it. Makes it very
interesting. Oh, see, now you got to throw that stuff at me like I'm, you know. But
they play the Rays.
They got the Rays, who they beat in the wild card round last year.
Gotcha.
So it's a little rematch
gotcha,
thing.
Gotcha.
But baseball is just a different animal. It's a little slower, and if it's a blowout, it's hard to keep it, you know, hard to keep your interest.
I got
to
learn the little
nuances.
Exactly.
Of?
4-6-3 double play, stuff
like
that. I don't know any of that.
Oh, come on.
I know a double play, of course, but I don't know any of the numbers.
The numbers?
None of that. I don't know how.
Go with weird numbers. Like it's a 15-29-71 double play.
I've heard you say some numbers. I'm like, what is he talking about? But I know you know what you're
talking
about.
I was just making stuff up.
Nah, well, hey, you convinced me.
You whatever. Me, man. Anyway, we got Rangers on all week except for Thursday. Got Rangers the next 2 days. And actually, we got a morning game on Wednesday. It's getaway day. 11:30 start time on Wednesday morning.
Somebody asked where the three-point lines lined up tonight for this big game.
Oh, yeah. Hold all that. All that talk about women's basketball. I've got 30 seconds in this segment. We've got all that coming up. We'll certainly talk about. I don't know. I'll just tease this much. I don't know that I've ever seen at a high stakes thing, somebody mess up as badly as they messed up lining out the court.
How do you mess that up?
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Because here's the break now.
So
hold that thought.
I got you.
And we're coming back to talk about it. Leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff. It's the Monday version of the big show. Riley Fincher coming up in about 15 minutes. A lot of basketball talk coming up next. Don't stray. Stay. We're coming right back. Leaving the yard. On the Fan 107.9.
For 100 years, Arkansas State Parks have offered endless outdoor adventures and treasured places to connect with nature, family, and friends. Whatever kind of outdoor fun you're into, you can find it at 52 parks around the state. Enjoy world-class mountain biking trails, scenic hikes, year-round fishing on sparkling lakes, and much more. It's time to get outside and celebrate a century. Find your next adventure today at ArkansasStateParks.com. Brought to you by this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Morgan Fairchild, and I am a lifetime lover of animals. I've rescued every pet I've ever had, so I know firsthand that when you adopt a shelter pet and make them a member of your family, it not only enriches you and your family's lives, but that of your pet's life as well. The champions at American Humane have been helping animals for more than 140 years. Whether certifying the humane treatment of farm animals, rescuing animals caught in disasters, ensuring the safety of animal stars on screen, or protecting our planet's endangered species, they go above and beyond to further their mission and make the world a kinder place for animals. Please consider adopting a shelter pet and supporting American Humane.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff. I know it's weird. It's Monday. It's Tyler. It doesn't make sense, but it's how it is today. Kevin Carpenter, not this week. He'll be back next week.
Expect the unexpected.
Right? He's going to get National Championship Day. He'll get to come
that'll show.
That'll be fun. Of course. Well, no, you won't be
here
the next
day. I won't get the recap,
man. Well, I'll tell you what. We can do the show from Markham, 5 o'clock,
if you want
Tuesday.
If you want to.
As the crowd's coming in, we can actually sit there and do the show if you want to.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
I'm always around.
Well, I'm down. We can do it. Live show.
It'll be the day after the eclipse, too. Of course, we're not going to see the eclipse anyway. Now we're getting rain, apparently.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So if you were all...
We have school, so regardless.
Oh, you have school?
Yeah, we have school.
They just canceled us last week.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. We have it.
You're probably the only smart ones. There's not going to be an eclipse anyway.
No, probably not. We got these glasses for no reason, I guess.
But you know what? All the cool kids have them.
That's true.
So you wear them around town afterward.
That's true.
All right. Basketball. Tonight, obviously, the women's semifinals are down to – or the women's – excuse me. It's not really even regional finals anymore. I don't even know what the hell they call it because it's like region two. Yeah. It's not like where they have South, Midwest, and the men's.
Yeah.
They're doing some weird – I don't know why they're doing
that. I saw that last
night on
the scoreboard.
It was kind of But they're in Portland where – we'll start with the line controversy. So when you do a basketball court, it's not like a football field where you're going to reline the thing. You know, you'll paint over some stuff and then paint different stuff. And you're like, okay, here we go. We're ready to go.
Right.
For these basketball courts, for these tournaments, they actually have it contracted out and a company makes the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll make a Final Four floor. And then they'll deliver that in pieces, and they'll put it down, and that's the floor you're going to use.
Right.
So apparently in Portland, one side of the three-point line, one side of the court's three-point line at the top of the arc, mm-hmm. was basically about 9 inches shorter than where it should have been. Now, they've played, I don't know how many games.
Multiple.
A handful of games out there on that court. Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
All of a sudden yesterday, Texas, North Carolina State, they start somebody notices. This doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Which, of course, brought up the Kobe story back when Kobe was shooting. He like kept missing pregame and wanted him to measure the height of the basket to find out it was, what, a quarter of an inch off?
Yeah.
When you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing.
It's true.
Quarter inch is quarter inch and a pro can
big inch.
9 inches, though.
Yeah.
Nobody picked it up until yesterday. Well, now they're into the semifinal games. And
Pivotal.
The two coaches decide, well, you know, what the heck? We don't have time to realign the court. That's not going to happen.
Uh-uh.
We don't know how you're going to fix this now. You can't pull this floor up. We don't have time and put the old floor down. You got to have for TV their women's tournament stuff on
it. Exactly.
So they played with it.
Yep.
So on one side of the court, you got the 9 inch further back 3-point line, and on the other side, you got the 9 inch closer 3-point line. Now, the contracting company, of course,
said, screwed.
Well, they were like, well, we subcontracted. This is the way it always works, right? You hire a contractor to build your house, and he's got a subcontractor that does your plumbing, and somebody else does your floor. Well, they had a subcontractor that supposedly did their lining of their flooring. And nobody quality controlled this and nobody checked it. And I'm still dumbfounded by no coach and no player for multiple games recognized this doesn't look right.
You didn't even notice your percentage on either goal.
I think they were shooting better on the long one.
Yeah, they were.
Because you were used to it.
They were.
Shooting on the short one.
It was a 3% drop off. it was bad.
How crazy is that?
Yeah,
I say that. You're used to shooting from this,
right,
your muscle memory 9 inches closer is not the same. And obviously, you think, it's easier because it's closer. No, not really.
Well, I mean, you have to play the game regardless. I mean, because like you say, you don't have time enough to get another court in or anything like that. So you have to play the game regardless of whatever you do. So, I mean, I don't think it was unfair advantage for either team, a disadvantage because both teams shot at both goals.
Right. No, they both
so
got
it was
stuff.
Even,
with it.
You know, it was pretty even if you ask me.
I agree.
I mean, I don't see it being a disadvantage or an advantage for either or if you ask me.
Jason Boston and I were texting about it last night. Jason, who's coached around here for a long time, buckets with Boston now is his money making profession.
Yeah.
He does a lot of one on one coaching for kids. And back and forth we went, and he said it, and I agree. At this high level, my kids aren't on that court till you get the court right.
That's true.
We'll hold the game. We'll wait. You get the court right. You get the lines right on that court that we've been practicing all year long. This is a qualifier for the Final Four.
Yes, Final Four game.
And you're telling me, sorry, the lines are off, and I'm going to shoot like crap for one half of a game?
Yeah.
Especially if I'm a three-point shooting team?
Right, absolutely.
I don't play until you get the lines right, and I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. I mean, as you said, Javi, if you're a three-point shooting team, you probably are the more hurt team in this case. But I think, I don't know what do you do. I think do you just go back the old traditional way and put all three lines on the court like we got out at A&M. A&M, Texas kind of got high school women's men's. I mean, you don't have a problem with, if you get
– And if it's a standard like court, that. You're right.
Yeah.
But when it's these specialized courts they put down for
issue.
These kind of things.
Like they're switching the court so much from men's to women's. That you're liable to make a mistake somewhere in that process. So
I don't know.
Maybe you keep the court the standard way and just add that.
I'm thinking
line.
Whoever, I don't know. I didn't hear the name of the subcontracting company.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking they're probably...
They're screwed. They're done.
That's one way to put it.
They're done.
Yeah, I don't know I'd ever use them again.
No, they're done.
And I don't know that I use the contracting company that's supposed to oversee that the work's done.
Absolutely.
You're supposed to have them work... When you bring me my floor, it's supposed to be right. Whether you subcontracted it out, you're my quality control before you lay that floor down.
But you would think they would have somebody in place to make sure everything is in line. Even the NCAA, once you put the court down, you still should be checking because it shouldn't take that long for
Amen.
You to realize
Amen.
You know, that this is what's going on.
And you tell me somebody laying that floor didn't go,
right.
Yeah, it don't look right.
It don't
man.
Look right. You know the difference.
That's what you do. You lay down floors. Yeah. That floor don't look right,
that
man.
It don't look right. That looks a little shorter to me.
Uh-huh. I can't believe nobody in all this. And I'm wondering if whoever, Texas or North Carolina, didn't pick it up last night, North mm-hmm. Carolina State, didn't pick it up last night that it was wrong, would they have ever come out that floor was wrong?
No. Probably not.
Mm.
Probably not.
All right, so who do you like tonight? We got UConn-USC in the secondary game, which is hard to believe because USC is a one seed. And
they are.
UConn's, what, 28 times in a row in the final in the final eight.
But they have been a little down the past few seasons.
Injuries.
I like Juju Watkins.
Okay.
And so I'm going to pick USC just because I like Juju Watkins.
Okay.
I don't know much about UConn this year because obviously they're not the UConn of old. I do know that. And so I've been keeping up with South Carolina, a little bit of LSU.
Yeah.
In that second game, if just speaking, the moneymakers want Caitlin Clark to win.
Who are the moneymakers?
Oh, the TV networks.
Okay,
and,
all right.
Everybody that's benefiting off of,
I got you.
You know, the sales and ratings
yep.
and stuff
yep,
like
yep.
that.
Okay.
You want Caitlin Clark to win.
Okay.
When I look at this game, I got to go with LSU a little bit because they're a little bit more talented overall than what Iowa is.
They're deeper than Iowa.
They're way deeper than Iowa.
Yeah.
And people are asleep on the – I can't think of her name off the top of my head. I don't want to say her name wrong. But the young lady that transferred from Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
People are asleep on her.
Yeah.
She hadn't had the season that she had at Louisville.
Nope.
But that don't mean she's not the same caliber player that she was at Louisville.
No, she's a little more of a bit player, role player
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so, you know, everybody's going to focus in so much more, I think.
Van Heth, I think it is.
Something like that, yeah, yeah. People are going to focus so much more on Flage. Angel Reese is going to do what she does. But you got to look at a person like that who might play a key role tonight. And so if I'm picking LSU.
Iowa's got a similar thing. One of Iowa's guards went down with an injury,
mm-hmm.
I think before the tournament. And so they've got a girl who had not started hardly at all this year. I think three games.
Right.
All of a sudden she got thrust into the starting lineup and has produced as well, shot very well, three-point threat,
yeah.
kind of opens things up a little more for Caitlin Clark. So there's another maybe
that's true.
Unknown factor right. for people who may be fans of Iowa or LSU
yeah.
that hadn't seen this young lady. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I read the story this weekend. Now, obviously, LSU's coach Kim Mulkey has been wrapped up in fighting with the newspapers for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
She went after the Washington Post
mm-hmm.
when a story that the Post was working on was supposedly going to break.
Mm-hmm.
Then went after the LA Times, mm-hmm. who wrote their own story this weekend
mm-hmm.
about Kim Mulkey and Kim Mulkey's background.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it was the Post story. I read one of them. Went diving very deep into Kim Mulkey's family. A lot of conversation about her relationship with her dad, the fact that Kim Mulkey's got a almost zero tolerance forgiveness policy in her life. You mess with me one time, you're done with me forever, including her dad, which kind of helped to explain a little bit about the polarizing figure that she is.
Mm-hmm.
She'll defend her players to the death.
Absolutely, she will.
She'll also abuse them to get what she needs out of them.
Absolutely,
and I don't take the word abuse the wrong way.
Right,
I don't want to think like, you know, Bobby Knight abused.
Yeah,
I'm thinking she will pull out of them every bit of ability she thinks they have that they aren't utilizing. And sometimes that's tough love doing it. She can be mean about it. She can be vindictive about it. She can be sarcastic about it. All of those things were chronicled in the story that I read this weekend. I'm not sure why she lost her mind about these stories are a hit piece and they're, you know, I thought they were a good look at helping people who don't know the game very well and who may just be now at the final eight or whatever of women's basketball trying to get a sense about who some of these people are, gives you a really good look into who Kim Mulkey is.
Yeah.
And so I'm not exactly sure why she decided that, you know, I'm going to sue the Washington Post. It felt like it was a fair piece. It was a tough piece.
Right.
She didn't like him talking about her family, but her family's part of the story and who she is.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, maybe she didn't like the tone of it, so to speak.
No.
You know, and the language, some of the language that was used in it, because some of it did sound a little harsh, you know, to be honest with you. And so, you know, I think she's a great coach, you know, and being a coach, that's one of the hardest things is your delivery in how you approach your players and trying to get the best out of them. Sometimes you have to be a little bit more aggressive than you know, than another person might be.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you have to be more aggressive with certain players than you are with the other players.
Yep.
You know, and so it just depends.
Everybody's personality Absolutely. And buttons to push are different.
Exactly.
That's
it's
a
way
thing.
Different. So, you know.
We aren't done with this story yet. We got to talk to Riley Fincher coming up this segment. We're going to come back at the back end of this because obviously some conversations and comments in another story that happened this weekend has brought back the difference between those who support Iowa and those who support LSU.
Right.
And certainly a racial component's part of that conversation.
Right, yeah, that's true.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk baseball with Pleasant Grove Hawk coach Riley Fincher next. Here on Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff coming at you live on The Fan 107.9.
107.9 The Fan made it a happy Easter for Tanya Walker.
Would you like to have a wheelbarrow full of Easter chocolate and the wheelbarrow too?
Sure.
Well, you've won it.
Oh my God. I have grandkids.
You're going to have some sick grandkids if they tie it to this.
I may donate some of it depending on how much it is.
It could be your turn to win next. A big green egg, meat for the grill, and water park passes. Details soon from CBS Sports 107.9 The Fan.
Difficult times challenge our mental and physical health. Take time to exercise. Focus on your emotional needs and your loved ones. If you need help, visit MethodistFamily.org. For over 120 years, MFH has been your community resource for a complete continuum of care. This message is sponsored by Methodist Family Health and aired in cooperation with this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
Hi, I'm Morgan Fairchild, and I am a lifetime lover of animals. I've rescued every pet I've ever had, so I know firsthand that when you adopt a shelter pet and make them a member of your family, it not only enriches you and your family's lives, but that of your pet's life as well. The champions at American Humane have been helping animals for more than 140 years. Whether certifying the humane treatment of farm animals, rescuing animals caught in disasters, ensuring the safety of animal stars on screen, or protecting our planet's endangered species, they go above and beyond to further their mission and make the world a kinder place for animals. Please consider adopting a shelter pet and supporting American Humane.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was gonna have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
We have a 70% probability of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low of 62. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 45. Sunny Wednesday with a high of 68. Listen anytime on your smart device. Just download the Texarkana Media Center app from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing. Freak show, baby, baby, on the dance floor. There's a freak show.
All right, 25 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff hanging out this Monday afternoon. And with us live from somewhere outside Marshall, if you're Harrison County down there?
Something like that.
You're Harrison County sheriff. Don't harass Riley Fincher. He's on the phone right now. Appreciate you.
No, I pulled over. I'm stopped. I'm at an Exxon station right now where I can have some service.
All right, perfect. Well, first of all, thanks for hopping on with us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having us. It worked out well. Spring break is for us this week. So, we're on the field this morning early, and, you know, now I'm able to drive to Hallsville, so this is perfect timing.
Excellent. You guys got hot as district started. A little bit of a slow start. You and I talked about this. You had a little issues with errors, a little issues with handing out some free passes, and it looks like you guys have tightened that stuff up over the last 10 games.
Yeah, we definitely, our start was not well at all, and our kids will be the first one to tell you, and the best thing about them is they knew it wasn't, and, you know, they wanted to get out there and work at practice and get better. And then we got to the Hallsville tournament week three, and we started pitching better and swinging the bats well, and it's just kind of continued on right now. But in this game, you can never be satisfied or content because, you know, anything can change on any given night.
You know, John McClure's coming on in a couple of days. Texas High had a slow start when district got going. They lost the first two or three or four in a row, whatever it was, three in a row. But kind of had a little come-to-Jesus meeting and got themselves right, and they've run off four in a row. Did you guys have a moment? Did you have a meeting? Did you have a thing? Or did it just naturally work itself out?
No, there was a few sessions early on in the year where we challenged them. About the ownership of players, and myself as a head coach, I challenged. I told them, I said, it's on me. I'm in charge of this program, and it's on me to make sure this thing is run correctly and run right. So it was kind of our coaching staff as well as our players. We all were doing everything possible we could to make sure that we were going to, every time we stepped on the field, we're going to have a chance to win and play the game the right way. And, like I said, it didn't start out that way, but this group is a fun group, a great group to coach. And right now they're playing at a high level and they're playing for each other.
Riley Fincher joining us live. You guys had a little injury issues as well. Certainly Hunter Rose did not really get to participate the first month or so of the season. Him being added back into the lineup, I'm assuming that's a pretty good boost to the offense.
Yeah, that is a good boost for someone that, didn't get to play, like you said, the first 6 weeks or so. But someone that was there every day at practice at weights, in rehab, getting better. And then it allowed other guys to a step on the field for us. And I think the main one that it opened up an opportunity for is our other sophomore on the mound, Walker Wright. And Walker's someone that is, a great athlete, a great person, individual. And, he's stepped up huge for us this year, not only in the outfield, but especially when his time is called to get up there and pitch.
You mentioned these guys, a couple of sophomores, and you've got a few others, Spencer and a few others. Was there in your mind, I'm going to have to address the fact that they had some early success as freshmen and not let them get big-headed about that? Was that a thing you thought about in the offseason?
No, I don't think it's a thing because, our kids are humble kids, but it's – we can't – they understand how hard this game is, but also how fun it is and satisfying it is to play. But it wasn't something as far as that. It was just something that, although they're a year older, whether they're a senior and Brenton Clark and Kate Martin or our juniors or sophomores, they're a year older, but so is everyone else we're playing. And those guys have improved, whether they're on the mound improving at the plate or wherever. So everybody else we're playing has improved also. So it was an opportunity for our guys to, step their game up in improvement. And you talked about Spencer. I think he's made huge strides from his freshman year to right now as well.
You mentioned being a fun game. Is there any more fun than last Tuesday?
That was exciting. That was, when I talked, me and Zach, we probably talk 3-4 times a week. I mean, today we've talked 3 times. So it's just
– he's got a wife. You know that, don't you? You do too, don't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I called him this morning and he was at home with the kids, and you know, we were talking about the standings and what happened on Saturday. And, but you talk about Zach and how fun that game was. He called me Tuesday night, you know, we talked after the game real short, and I get home to eat, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden the phone rings and it's him. And, it was about 9:45, and the first thing he said was like, "Man, that was fun." You know, he goes, obviously, you know, we want to win every time we step on the field, and that's what, you know, we expect and they expect also. But I think the respect for each other's kids and programs is equal on both sides. And anytime we're able to play those games together in front of our fans and their fans and, you know, the town of Texarkana, it's a fun atmosphere. It's a great atmosphere.
I tell you what, you mentioned earlier Brenton. I've gone back and watched the replay a couple of times. I still don't know how he went down to basically one knee and hit a home run to tie up that game in the sixth inning. For folks who haven't seen it or may not have ever seen some of these guys play live, it was a really good pitch that Tristan Howell threw. It was just a better job of hitting a pitch from Brenton Clark, and that's what made that game so much fun, I thought.
Yeah, it was you know, Howell threw, you know, we've seen him throw in tournaments and a home game, a district game against us. And man, every time he steps up there, he's getting better, and you can see his confidence just growing. But yeah, that pitch, when he hit it, I was like, all right, it's over the outfielder's head. We're at least going to get a chance to score one here and have a guy on second base. And to see how just it went out was kind of shocking. That's the first thing I went over there to one of our coaches. I said, how is it out? How'd it go out? Where the pitch was, what the swing was. But it's one of those things that happens. And in Brenton Clark, I think, you know, he's always been a confident player, but now as a senior, just something happens when you're a senior and you've played this game for a long time. The confidence is so high in himself, and for him to step up there was huge for our team.
Last at bat, you guys get a walk-off, you know, ball hit over the outfielder's head. Your guys poured out on the field. It was certainly a show of emotion for a March game you don't normally see. Were you surprised they did that? And how do you rein in? It's only March, guys.
Yeah. No, it was good. And I think that's just because everybody's so familiar with each other, so familiar with, you know, the players. They play summer ball together. They've played against each other so many times, the coaching staffs, the fans are so – I just think it all poured out right there at the end. And to see them celebrate and to know it meant that much to them because they were locked into the game was huge. And on the flip side of that, that's also a tip of the cap to the other team across from us of how much respect that they have for them, because that game, like you said, it's in March. It meant that much in the standings and to our guys. So it was a fun atmosphere. You know, we've been on the other end of those before, you know, against them, and I would much rather take the end we were on last Tuesday, but every time we play those guys, it helps us, it challenges us, and it forces us to play our best ball.
Well, we get to do it again next Tuesday. I know you got a game tomorrow, you got a game on Friday. This district's been pretty much what we expected. It was Pleasant Grove, Liberty, Ilo, and kind of everybody else. I know North Lamar's a couple games out, but really it's kind of been everybody else. I saw a letdown from LE last week after they played you guys. Friday night they did not play well against Sulphur Springs. Zach probably told you that. How do you avoid letdowns in between games when you play each other?
Yeah, you know, we talked about that as a coaching staff to our players as well. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we told them probably one of the toughest games we're going to play all year was the Friday night at Paris. And I said, I'm not going to lie to you and, you know, tell you they've got some transfer in or whatever, but it's a game of baseball. We're going to their place. We just played a huge game locally with a lot at stake for people in town. Now we're going to go play at a place. There's not going to be a lot of fans there, and we have to find it within ourselves to create the energy and the atmosphere and get out and play. And, you know, we kind of started a little sluggish as well. I think it was 1-0 in the first, and then we scratched a couple, and then when the fourth inning, we're able to put up a lot of runs. But it was the same type of atmosphere, and then we turn around Saturday in Sulphur, and you know, we had to fight through a couple innings, and you know, credit to Sulphur Springs. They're playing better. You know, and I talked to Zach about that. The difference in them is they're making all the routine plays now.
Yep.
You know, they did in the past. They were making the routine plays. And in the fourth inning, I think it's 1-0 us. And, you know, credit to our guys. The wind was blowing in, and we found some ways to get the offense going, and we're able to stay on top late. But, yeah, it's definitely one of those things in baseball. You got to make sure it doesn't matter who you're playing. The opportunity is there for each team every time. So that's something that we're always on our young men about.
All right. I got to let you go. I'm out of time for this segment. Best of luck at the JV game. We'll see you next Tuesday, all right?
All right, Chuck. I appreciate you, and thank you for having me on.
You bet.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to cruise in your dream car or give your home a fancy makeover this year? Well, buckle up, because we've got the keys to help you make it happen. If you're a go-getter who loves smashing goals and building connections, come hop on board our marketing team. Get ready for a wild ride with limitless earning opportunities, awesome vibes, paid time off, and sweet benefits. Rev up your career by sending your resume to ajones@localfirstmediagroup.com. We're an equal opportunity employer.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Want to vote in Texas? You can use a Texas driver's license or state ID card even if it expired in the last 4 years. Or military ID, passport, or handgun license. Or current utility bill or paycheck if you sign a form at the polls. For more information or free help getting an accepted ID to vote, call or text the Vote Riders Helpline at 866-ID-2-VOTE. Or go to voteriders.org.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard.
With Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD. And our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Ladies, let your hair down. Yeah. Let your hair down. We's about to get down. Yeah. Oh my, oh my, oh my God. This girl straight and this girl not. Tipsy off that piece of rock, like.
Alrighty, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard, Chuck, Zach, and Tyler Huff. Reminder, no show tomorrow. I know we keep doing that, and I know for people who are fans of the show, where are you guys? You're not here on Tuesday. I know we're doing baseball, and it's kind of the way it's going to be through the month of April. We're going to get past April. Playoffs are going to start. Tuesdays are going to open back up again, and then we'll probably be going on Thursdays because there will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday playoff series. But at least bear with us for a couple more weeks as we work our way through the playoff schedule. Excuse me, the regular season schedule. And we'll get back to doing Tuesday shows as well. Cool. Tyler Huff, who's normally in here on Tuesday, gracious enough to come in today.
I'm here.
Talking up all kinds of stuff.
We're just talking.
We left a segment ago before we got Riley Fincher on and wanted to come back and visit for a moment anyway about the controversy, I guess you want to say, concerning the I don't know. I don't want to put this. The story that was written about the LSU players. Yeah. We've talked about Kim Mulkey and the story that kind of centered around her and her family. But coming back around to the – I forget. How'd they even – you said something debutantes. They,
I don't know. If it was discounted debutantes? Or
discount debutantes. Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I got to look at it again. Yeah. That was used for the LSU players.
Yeah.
They got Iowa and – media darling Caitlin Clark tonight.
That's why I said they wanted to win.
She's white. LSU. And yeah. And LSU's Louisville transfer, Van Heath or whatever,
right.
Had actually given an interview today and in the locker room said she felt that a lot of the direction of stories that criticizes LSU's players for being trash talkers, mm-hmm. which a lot of them will admit we are, trying to get in the head of our opponents.
Absolutely.
I don't know there was ever a better trash talker than Larry Bird.
Probably not.
but LSU's players are taking some heat because they are trash talkers.
Right.
But they're also media savvy.
Yeah.
They figured out how to market themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Angel Reese has really nice NIL deals.
Absolutely.
Other of her teammates are starting to get them as well. Mm-hmm. And it flies in the face of, like I said, media white darling Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
That's the matchup tonight. It's as good as it gets if you're TV.
Perfect
you
scenario.
You wanted it perfect. Two games down the road.
Right. That's
you don't
true
want
too.
It now.
I didn't know they were meeting this close. I thought it would have been a little bit later.
Right. No. Well,
same region.
The selection committee didn't do CBS or whomever any favors about
ESPN.
Putting them ESPN in the same part of the bracket. You'd want them on the opposite ends, but I give them credit. They were straight with the way they picked the teams out.
Perfect. Perfectly matched.
And it's
games.
Been pretty good matchups
pretty good
here.
Matchup all,
we've got South Carolina. It's a one seed moving on.
Absolutely.
We'll have USC that's a one seed playing
probably
tonight. I still like UConn.
Okay.
They've got
we put a friendly wager.
Iowa is a one seed with a two seed
possibly
LSU.
Moving on.
The only one that didn't advance was Texas.
Right. Yep.
So they've pretty much gotten it right. Mm-hmm. But here we are in a regional final in a matchup tonight that's going to be one that everybody's going to watch.
Yeah. And I like you said, Caitlin Clark is the media darling. And that's a part of the reason I say they want her to win. But I think all of this unnecessary rhetoric is like I said, unnecessary. it's given for not good reasoning. I mean, Caitlin Clark is a trash talker, if we're being honest with you.
Oh, no, there's
I mean,
no
so
question.
If this is the argument of girls talking trash, then, I mean, what is this a conversation really about? Because we don't talk anything about the guys talking trash to one another.
No.
If it's a white guy and a black guy talking trash on the basketball court, it's not a big issue. J.J. Redick talking trash to somebody wasn't a big issue.
Larry Bird wasn't.
Exactly, Larry Bird. Now, all of a sudden, you got these two teams matching up, and it's you know, building a big storyline about it. And you know, I think people that, you know, label them as whatever the discounted debutantes, whatever they called them, you really don't even know them enough to really, you know, even talk about them like that, you know. And so I think the disrespect to those girls and their families, you know, that's a slap to their face, you know. And I think people like that don't need that platform to you know, put stuff like that for the world to read.
I'll take, and I think your point's well taken about we don't have this conversation about the guys.
Right.
And
we don't. We genuinely don't.
Whether this is a race thing about LSU's predominantly black team, or this is a misogynistic thing about sexism, that we don't expect our girls
to do that,
to be trash-talking athletes. We expect them to be prim and proper athletes.
And not to cut you off, but this is the second year in a row, and I'm not siding with LSU or anything like that, but I'm just saying this is the second year in a row that they've labeled these girls thugs or discounted debutantes because of the way that they perform. But South Carolina's doing the same thing. And, you know, and I'm not comparing it to them. I'm just saying, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the hate there is for this necessarily group of girls. But it's unnecessary if you ask me. I mean, they're performing well, and that's all that really matters.
I think there's, and I may be speaking out of school, I think there's something about Kim Mulkey being part of this as well.
Possibly.
That adds
She's not
to,
really liked in the world.
No.
In the media world, for sure.
No, not right now.
Not in the media world.
No, you start calling journalists hacks, et cetera.
Right, you got an issue there.
Everybody's now looking at you.
Absolutely.
All right, really, let's talk about this piece we're going to do.
Yeah.
Dawn Staley at South Carolina.
She has a different approach.
Doesn't have that same reputation.
Approach.
She's tough.
Right.
But she hasn't become such a turnoff for the media as Kim Mulkey has.
Right.
That it adds to, and
that's a different part of it too.
If you like to poke the bear because you like the bear's reaction, poke the bear by talking about her kids.
Exactly. And like you said, she's one of those ones that's going to back her players up with no doubt about it. You know, there's not going to be any you know, room for margin when it comes to her backing her players up. And so I think she's that player, and Dawn Staley is as well. But like you said, there's a different approach between the two. And, you know, and so I think, I don't know, I got LSU regardless. And I think this is more motivation for those girls to come out and perform well against the media darling, Caitlin Clark.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion.
They saw each other last year, so that adds another level of
it. It really does.
It's like
it really
having
does.
Bird and Magic getting to play twice in college. They played the one time, getting a second chance adds to this even that much more. So it's intriguing tonight. UConn, USC is the other one. We didn't talk one second about the men.
The men's
it's
side.
Amazing. We got down to the men's regional finals and said a word about the men. But UConn, Purdue look like the two best teams
probably
by
gonna
far.
Meet yeah, probably.
North Carolina State and Alabama, especially North Carolina State, which looked like their coach was about to get fired.
Yes, he was on the hot seat.
Managed to get himself a two-year extension by virtue of winning the ACC tournament. Now, all of a sudden, I won't be surprised if on Saturday in the Final Four that the crowd in
Phoenix.
The crowd in Arizona in the UConn-North Carolina State game doesn't lean toward North Carolina State as the darling.
That's true.
You know, you love the behemoth, really good team, but the darling every once in a while catches your attention. You go, wait a minute now. I think it's Purdue and North Carolina
because the two big guys are going to go at it.
That's right.
And before we go real quick, Alabama was one of those teams that was on the border last year.
Yeah.
They had the guy, Brandon, whatever his name was, that got in all the trouble.
Right, and it kind of was
a distraction for the team. And now I think with them not having that distraction, kind of having some of the same guys back, they have that rapport and that chemistry enough to kind of make that run.
Yep.
So shout out Alabama.
Are we surprised Houston's not here?
Not surprised.
Really?
They don't play enough talent throughout the year.
They didn't play hard enough teams? Good enough teams?
Yeah, not throughout the year, no.
Wow. See, I kind of thought Houston.
I mean, Big 12 is a good conference. I don't want to say they didn't play enough talent, but I just don't think. They didn't have enough, I don't think.
I had UConn beating Houston.
I got UConn back-to-back champs.
There you go. I got UConn, but I don't have Houston anymore.
No, not at all.
Sorry.
Thanks,
Duke. All right, we're out of time. It's great seeing you again.
Well, man.
We ought to figure it out about next
week. Let's do it.
We'll get you out there in the elements. Get you out there for a baseball game.
Let's do it.
All right. We're done for today. Again, no show tomorrow. Back in on Wednesday. Dwight McCowan's going to be here along with John McClure. We'll talk a little Texas High baseball. You guys take it easy. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate very much Riley Fincher from Pleasant Grove coming on today. We're done. You guys take it easy. You've been listening to Leaving the Yard here on The Fan 107.9.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.